Hello. We didn't really go over this podcast, so I felt like probably should say something. As July closes, this marks our 9th year of being a podcast and reporting on Pokemon news and hopefully bringing you laughs and maybe some knowledge, probably not a lot, but trying to be informative. So I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has listened. If you're a new listener or a listener since day one, I know we have a couple, but thank you so much for the 9 years. Yeah, I just figured we'd put that at the beginning of the episode because we didn't really address it too much this episode just because of the weekend and whatnot. But thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you enjoy the episode. And of course, we'll be back next week and the week after and the week after and the week after. So enjoy. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 369th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. I'm your host, SBJ, and with me today is Will.
Wait, that's all I get?
What? What more you want?
I have hit a major life accomplishment achievement this morning by evolving a Scyther into a Scizor, or I think that's Scizor. How I got it.
Scizor.
Whatever.
It's like scissors.
No, that was the final step because I think I got 37,000 XPs from that. I am now level 40 in Pokemon Go.
Congratulations for reaching 40.
Excuse
finally.
Excuse me, plebe. Excuse me, are you allowed to speak with me?
Yeah.
Have I granted you permission, non-level 40 player?
Yes, you have, like, on multiple occasions. I have many contracts.
Okay. Real game begins.
No, it does not!
Lord.
There's no more!
This is where the real game stops. I don't have to play anymore.
Greg's not 40, so he doesn't know what he's missing.
I'm not a game gobbler like you two.
He doesn't know all of the...
3 years later, I'm incredible. A game gobbler.
Changes that happen when you hit 40.
I mean, this is a Pokemon podcast. I feel like if you have been sitting on the secret 40 changes for this long and not told people...
All right. I'll cut this part out, but what happens is when you hit 40, a new terms of service pops up. You have to agree to it.
An NDA. Yeah, okay. I'm used to it. I'm familiar. I mean, sell me on it. Which are?
And then... You get all the benefits, all the features of... being level 40.
Wait, okay. Can we real talk for a moment? Because there's one thing that I want.
Okay, what do you want?
One gift that I want for having reached level 40. I believe I shared this with you two in the past. I want to be able to submit a ticket that says, this particular Pokestop is named after something offensive. And the organization that owns this location... here's a link to their website where they say, we recognize that this is offensive and we've changed the name of it. Maybe I can submit a ticket so that Niantic can also change the name of the Pokestop so it's not offensive any longer.
Well, can't you do that? Isn't that restricted to 40?
I believe they call that app Ingress.
Yes. Yeah. That is exactly the response I got was like, contact somebody who plays Ingress and ask them to submit the request. I'm like, what?
I mean, I probably could, but I have to be in DC, I'm imagining. Because I was at the level in Ingress where I could submit stuff.
Okay, well, one, Greg is also here.
Oh, thanks. One. And one. That should be like, bigger than that. Hey, yes, I am also here, and I'm going to take you all to task for your lies about being level 40. It's all lies. They're going to tell you that the real game starts. There's no more game after that. There's nothing.
Exactly. I don't have to play at all anymore. I am so thrilled.
They can max out the Pokemon to their maxiest max, and then what? Nothing.
Isn't there just...
whole lot of nothing.
A Washington, D.C. Ingress subreddit that you can just like post on saying, hey, can anyone update this? I'm sure.
All right. Like four of the words that you just spoke are things that never occur in my universe. Washington, D.C., Ingress, and subreddit. My mind's already in beautiful St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah. Well.
Look, it can't be perfect, all right?
I mean, it could be. You are choosing to go against perfection.
That building in St. Paul is making a heavy bid for Will Anderson's occupancy. So, like, let's see some stepping up from the Minneapolis side of the river, okay?
Everything you liked was on the Minneapolis side of the river.
Except for the rent.
Well, that's because you pay for having a life.
You're selling St. Paul even harder than St. Paul is selling St. Paul. I don't want a life.
You don't like people. So, I mean, honestly, you know, hey, there is no Washington, D.C. Ingress subreddit that I can find. In fact, I saw one that said, anybody in D.C. play Ingress? Question mark.
Clearly not.
Clearly not.
So we got a show for you guys today. We got some Pokemon news. No Sword and Shield, nothing really happening there, department. It is a special episode for a couple. So this is a weird episode because when this comes out, it will be my birthday. So ideally, no one wants to work on their birthday except I am. So you would think like, oh, let's do a shorter episode so I can spend more time with friends and family. And then, but also this is, it just happens to be this, like the same ish day of like our 9th anniversary. So you'd think like, oh, we'll do a longer episode because it's our 9th year as a podcast, which is a pretty huge achievement. Although I would probably say next year is way more important.
Next year's the big one. Look, you are past 30. Birthdays only matter at the 5s and 10s from that time on.
That's true. I missed my 30 though, because like, I was celebrating somebody else's 60.
Excuse me.
Let's not go down this path
again.
I
believe I took you out that very day and also tried to get Niantic to change the Pokemon spawns at Mall of America just for you. They told me no, but I tried it.
It's because you were at level 40. If you read the podcast description, there should be shirts. But yeah, I think next year is the big year, I suppose.
Are we going to re-release Kanto?
Yeah, we're gonna re-release our first 100 episodes.
So we're going to remaster the first 100 episodes, re-record everything.
Slightly new story this time, though.
Slightly, but less diversity.
Yeah, but the audio quality will at least be better.
Everything and else, be able to have eggs.
Yeah.
Everything else the same. There's probably something I'm forgetting, but let's just get into Pokemon news. I'll remember it eventually.
Bop, 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 bop.
We'll start with the Pokemon Go news this week. By the time this goes up, the Rocket Day event will be over, which I guess led to Pokemon Go players being disappointed, I think.
Were people disappointed?
I've been disappointed. I haven't seen a single Team Rocket Pokestop anywhere. And I was looking yesterday.
They do rotate every 30 minutes. It's not like they stay at Rocket Pokestop all day. They
rotated away from me, so.
Okay, so let's back up. The day after we recorded last week's podcast, there was the Rocket stuff started, where you could get Shadow Pokemon, which we've known about for a while since they saw that the Charles, the person who data mines all Pokemon Go stuff, saw it in the code. We thought maybe that they would do the Shadow stuff right after Community Day, since Mudkip is like the only non-Gen 1 Pokemon that could be Shadow, and it just happened to be Mudkip Day. But that didn't turn out to be the case. They just waited a whole extra day, I guess. They did the Rocket stuff for like, I want to say 8 to 12 hours-ish. I'm probably getting that slightly wrong, but it was like a half a day, and then they took it all away. And then they tweeted that Team Rocket, I don't know, Team Rocket is up to something, we have to investigate more. So no one really knew what was happening besides the fact that this was a cool thing, then they took it away. And then they brought it back like 3 days later and they rolled it out again. So I don't know if people initially thought like, oh, maybe there was something wrong with it, or maybe it broke, or classic Niantic, something went terribly wrong. They brought it all back, worked same before. And then on Friday, they did this very big social media campaign where in New York, they had posters and signs and stuff, and they hired two people to dress up as Team Rocket, and they hired a photographer, and they took pictures around New York. And all of Central Park had Rocket stops all day, which was pretty cool, I guess, for people who lived in the New York area. And then a YouTube video started. But before we get to all that, you're probably like, what is this Rocket stuff? So this is off PokemonGoLive.com. The world of Pokemon Go is in peril. An organization called Team Rocket has invaded Pokestops and is in the possession of shadow Pokemon that behave strangely and seem to be in pain. Pokemon Team Go Rocket is clearly up to no good, and we need your help. Professor Willow and the team leaders have been hard at work observing and researching what is happening with Team Go Rocket, and they've come up with a plan to restore stops and rescue shadow Pokemon. Number one, encounter Team Go Rocket. Spark and Professor Willow have observed that Team Go Rocket members are discoloring Pokestops, and it appears they're after Pokestop resources. Number two, battle Team Go Rocket. Once you begin an encounter with the Team Go Rocket grunt, they will challenge you to a battle. Number three, you can catch a shadow Pokemon. After you successfully battle, you'll have an opportunity to catch a shadow Pokemon that Team Go Rocket carelessly abandoned. Candela and Professor Willow have discovered that these Pokemon are unusual and that behave strangely because Team Go Rocket tried to make them stronger through unnatural means. After additional research, Willow has also found that shadow Pokemon cannot be traded by a trainer who has rescued them unless they are purified first. And then finally, step four, purify the shadow Pokemon. Thanks to your research, Blanche and Willow have discovered a process called purification, which I have a very big issue with that sentence. Not only does purification help shadow Pokemon return to a more natural state, the purified Pokemon can also become stronger than their normal counterparts due to the gratitude that they feel towards the trainer who saved them. Have any of you two did the shadow stuff?
No, because I can't get one.
I did a lot of it. Actually, I was really having fun with it. But I will say this. So I did run up into, I don't know, they were more than a grunt. They were pretty much an admin because they had a Snorlax, a Dragonite, and a Crobat that, like, I was not prepared for. And they wiped me out. Like, the Crobat hit, like, a Mack truck. And before I could, I hit it just as the switch was happening. So I got one shot at it. And when I had finally, like, healed up my team and sort of, like, okay, I'm going to plan this thing, the where Team Rocket went away. It switched. So it was no longer at that Pokemon.
Oh.
So I was bummed. But I had a lot of fun with, like, so I was in downtown Minneapolis. And you could see clearly which ones were changed on the map. They were easy to get to. I caught a bunch. I have a problem with the whole Team Rocket is causing shadow Pokemon and your people have purified it, because like everybody knows Gale of Darkness exists. Like,
exactly.
Like it was a decent game at the time. It's a decent concept. Like, you could have introduced these people and not upset the balance, but
yeah,
whatever.
I had a slight problem. Like, I understand why they focused on Team Rocket. It is a little bothersome that they're ignoring, like, Team Snag'em and the whole process behind Shadow Pokemon. And I don't want to, guess, spoil what happens in Colosseum and Yellow Darkness.
There is a Team Rocket Pokestop within walking distance of my house. I'll be back in 15 minutes. Bye!
But there is no Team Rocket in those games.
None.
To, like, assign the Shadow Pokemon to Team Rocket, marketing, it makes sense, because Gale of Darkness and Colosseum sold pretty poorly.
But they were good games.
That's not true.
Yeah, they were at the time. They were very good games. You don't like story, so you cannot sit
the
there
story
and
is
pass
so
judgment.
Bad, though.
No, he doesn't like Lotad is the problem.
No, I do love true. Lotad. I'm
Mirror B is the greatest addition to the Pokemon universe ever.
Yeah, but one character doesn't save that story at all.
Is Mirabee the dude with the big hair?
Pokeball hair, yeah.
Pokeball hair.
And the dancing Ludicolos.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
The music in that game is good. That's probably all I can say
about
it.
There's a lot that's in that game that is good. Do not listen to doubting negative Thomas.
From marketing perspective, let's say in some alternate universe, Shadow Pokemon were part of Team Plasma, and obviously, like, Team Plasma has more weight and probably more people know Team Plasma than anyone knows Team Snag'em. Even if that was the case, like, Team Rocket is still the better marketing gimmick that you have at your disposal. Everyone knows it.
True, yeah.
You don't have to explain it. You know, casual fans who have never watched, you know, more than one episode of the anime or have ever played a main series video game probably still knows Team Rocket and understands they're bad guys and understands you have to defeat them. So I get it from that perspective. But to be like, Professor Willow discovered a process of how to purify Pokemon, which is like, that's very bothersome. Look, we all have professors that do stuff. Like, Sycamore is the Mega Evolution, and Kikui is the moves or Z-move stuff, battle moves. But Willow's done a lot of things. He's taken a lot of credit for a lot of people's past discoveries.
It's an alternate universe where there are fewer Pokemon professors. That's what we have to deal with.
True? He literally talked to Professor Oak like a year ago.
I said fewer, not only one. Has he ever talked to any of the other Pokemon professors? No.
Well, if he did, maybe he would have figured out how to purify them faster.
This is a universe where Oren, or whatever that region is, doesn't exist.
Oray. Yeah.
Like, Red and Blue got older in various amount of games.
Well, yes, but that's how... What's that book about alternate universes? We gotta send him
like in the alternate universe where they actually acknowledge One Piece and they acknowledge movie and they don't acknowledge any of this.
Here's the thing. There are multiple Spider-Men.
Spider people, thank you.
We've had this conversation. Folk. Because I bring it up every time we refer to Ash or Satoshi or Red or forever, whatever reason, they're tying. I mean, I'm sure Niantic didn't make this decision single-handedly, right? I'm sure the Pokemon company is like, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is the marketing. And now they're advertising Giovanni, which by the time this podcast goes up, we might know why they're advertising Giovanni. Which leads to the trailer or the countdown or whatever. They did a live stream on YouTube. It was 24 hours long. It ended on Saturday night at 11 p.m. Central Time, midnight Eastern, and then like 10 a.m. Japan time. So ideally, I feel like the marketing for this is always like slightly weird because they like do the strong marketing of let's not bring up Gale of Darkness, let's not bring up Colosseum, let's not bring up Team Snag'em, because that's not what people know. But then let's also do a countdown / live stream to end on like a Saturday night, a Sunday morning in Japan, except we're going to run it on the English Pokemon Go YouTube channel, not the Japanese Pokemon Go YouTube channel. It just seems very weird, their marketing about it.
Oh, they probably had to work around resource availability and time, like what other things are going on at the same time, and who knows.
Did you guys see the end of the live stream?
I did. No. What happened? I didn't even know there was a live stream, so.
It was a 24-hour live stream with just a countdown, and then they got to the end, and then it just was a black screen, and that was it. And then Niantic tweeted like five things. The things that they tweeted, I'm sure they pushed to your mobile device and you can go under news and read it.
Now, the only thing I got was a notice about Team Go Rocket taking things over, and I got that this morning.
Was exactly what they tweeted. You got it. That was it. They did five tweets, and they turned all five tweets into a press release that you now have on your news. So you don't even have to go seek out the Twitter.
But wait, but it ends today.
Yeah.
So they're notifying me that this event is happening On the day
the
that
day
it
ends. Yeah.
Correct.
Because yep. I got it today, too.
Yes. Yes, I have the notice. It says, our statement, Team Go Rocket, trainers, for 3 years, we've been watching the world of Pokemon Go, et cetera, et cetera. That's what, that was everything they tweeted at the end of that release. So they did a 24-hour live stream to then do 5 tweets, to then send a push notification, to then let you know in less than 24 hours you have a 1-hour event from 4 to 5 local time to go do more Team Rocket stuff that has already existed for like the last 3 days.
I didn't see that in that notification at all.
Our statement, Team Go Rocket. And then there's 6 paragraphs.
Maybe I glossed over it too much.
I'm going to say that that is true.
That was it. So people were upset because I mean, I don't blame anyone for being upset because that's a really weird. On one hand, people were saying that what a waste of time. Why have a 24-hour stream to do a black screen to then do 5 tweets? I mean, I guess they had some people's attention who paid attention to this. They had their attention already, but then some people were like, oh, this is a very Rocket thing to do because they're incompetent and they're trolling you and get it, it's so funny. I kind of see that perspective, but...
So I pulled it up. This says nothing about a 1 hour anything of more opportunities to interact with Team Go Rocket. It doesn't give any time or anything. It's their statement is all.
Yeah, so they did the 5 tweets, and then like 10 minutes later, after their like little story that they push notified to you, they said, oh, 4 to 5 local time, everyone can do this.
They just didn't say that in the app.
That's right. Useful, right?
Yeah. I don't get how they announce these things. I just don't understand. Well, what's different about today's event than what's happening for the rest of the last 3 days?
All Pokestops will be Rocket Stops for an hour.
That has not been made clear.
I did not know that. Okay, so between 4 and 5 on Sunday.
Today. Yesterday, when this podcast goes up. All stops will be Rocket Stops, which makes sense in the form of they turned all of Central Park into Rocket Stops on Friday, so that seemed like a testing period for this.
So I have an opportunity to possibly complete this mission.
I mean, I already completed the mission. Like, the special mission, I'm done. But I did
not
understand.
Yeah, but you're not level 40, so maybe you've been putting your energies in the wrong place.
Nothing happens at level 40. Apart from their terrible communication, I thought the event itself, like the stops, were fun. The battles were kind of challenging depending on what you got.
How do they communicate at this point? They like sent out a notification and people who got the notification, like Will, didn't read it.
But I got the notification this morning.
But and it's for today. The live stream ended like 12 hours ago. So that makes sense that you got the notification today.
None of these news, and I'm looking at all the Team Go Rocket news articles, say anything about a live stream at all. So there was nothing to tell me to go to YouTube.
Well, they didn't. Well, there was no point in advertising the live stream. It didn't do anything. It was just a 24-hour countdown to a black screen.
None of these mentioned from 4 to 5 on Sunday.
Does
anything.
The Pokemon Go app not say from 4 to 5?
No, it doesn't.
I've said that multiple times now. It says nothing about
this. It doesn't
say
anything about that. I agree. Like, that's the problem that I'm like, I have read them all. Like, our statement, Pokemon Go Rocket, are the tweets, but it doesn't say anything special is happening from 4 to 5 today. Like, none of these...
And it's like, people like me, I don't go on Twitter anymore. So... anything that's on Twitter is just lost to me. I expect the communications to come through the app. Niantic, fire whoever's doing your comms. Get Will Anderson up there. I will get you at least 75% more engagement from your desired communities than you are currently experiencing for the low price of $250,000 a year. Thank you.
they got the money.
So the French Twitter says from 16 to 17. Taiwanese Twitter just tweeted the time right away. They were just like, oh, there's the event from 16 to 17. The Italian Twitter tweets the time.
On Pokemon Go app, Twitter 14 hours ago. It says, "Sup, twerps, while you're all distracted with the little stunt that we pulled in New York, we mobilized our forces for a global team go rocket invasion from 4 to 5.
Okay, so they did tweet
in your local time. We'll all be taking over Pokestops in your area. Teehee, upside down smiley face, hashtag team go rocket." But that's not in the app, which is really weird. Why would you put that in the app?
Yeah, why? Well, also, why wouldn't you put that in the app 4 days ago, so I could plan for my Sunday afternoon?
Well, again, like, it's not exclusive content.
But it's an event. You don't have events because you don't want engagement, right?
Well,
that's true. It's not even on their website, Pokemon Go Live. The last update was July 25th, which is the Team Rocket has invaded.
It's real weird.
My disappointment grows second by second as we continue to discuss this. Really, Niantic? Did I put all that effort to get to level 40 for you to treat me like this, like yesterday's trash, like
that's
newspaper in a hamster cage?
But is it?
They have your money. There's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get how you put all this effort. Like, you hired photographers, you hired actors, you paid for billboards, you did the Friday advertising. And then you did a live stream that did nothing, and whether that was intentional or not, that it was supposed to go to a black screen and say, like, we're Team Rocket, we're incompetent. Sure, I'll believe that for a hot second, but how do you just not push?
See, I
feel like the Team Rocket incompetency is mainly based solely on one example of Jesse and James, because Bush and Cassidy were very good at their jobs.
That is very true.
I also don't think this is the end of the event. I can't imagine that they also did all that Friday stuff for just like Sunday, just for like an hour of the thing that we've had for 3 days. Like, and that doesn't also like point out why they're silhouetting Giovanni in some of their marketing. And it just so happens that Mewtwo ends in like 3 days, the armored Mewtwo. So they did post that on Facebook, by the way. Sup, twerps, we are distracted. It's from 4 to 5.
Facebook? What, they want my grandma to find out about it?
So it's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, not in their app. It's just...
So this is the problem, right? And you're like, oh, they bought billboards, they got photographers, they hired actors, right? Like, so me on my salary, let's say I make $100,000 a year, haha, like you could get Will Anderson for that much, right? If I were to then spend $50,000 on billboards, photographers, and actors, that's like, oh my God, that's so much money. But when you're Niantic and you have billions of dollars, that's like sprinkling pennies on a street corner. They're like, oh, whatever, we'll do it. This is whatever. It's no big impact to us. So that's why they become careless.
Quit now, frauds.
Quit now, frauds.
QNF. How do you just not put that in your push notification?
I don't get why it's not on the push notifications. Like that, because I do pay attention to Twitter, and I completely missed that tweet because I saw all of their other tweets after it. Like, people were retweeting their "Would you join Team Rocket" stuff and a bunch of the goofy stuff. I am an active user of Twitter, and I did not see it. And I would have expected it to at least be in your app notifications. And it's super weird.
I open this app every single day at 7:15 to 7:35 a.m. every day. If I don't hand out those gifts, I start to get complaints from people. I am engaged with your app. I should be receiving my news notifications through your app because that's my primary point of engagement. Thank God I got to level 40 because, man, I'd be at like 39.99999 right now with my level of angst.
I guess the question is if Mewtwo is going away and if the Shadow Pokemon are still around, is the next step later this week? Like, are we getting Shadow Lugia? Because that's like the pinnacle of shadow Pokemon. That's like the featured shadow Pokemon, right? That's what all of Gale of Darkness was based around. That's, you know, the first Pokemon James Turner made, Shadow Lugia. Or do we get Shadow Mewtwo? Because unless there's some more, you know, Niantic slash the Pokemon company is going to, they already changed the history of Team Rocket being involved with Shadow Pokemon. Are they just going to assign Giovanni slash Team Rocket to Lugia, which they've never really had any part in? Or are they going to make the more logical sense thing of, like, Giovanni and Mewtwo have a lot of lore together? And Mewtwo's leaving and coming out, and he's already armored, so do you... Shadow Mewtwo is a thing as well in Pokken Tournament, so it's not like that's that weird to have.
That may be an overextension, but I believe that we will see Giovanni as part of this event. I believe he'll, like, come to our house or something and demand a battle or something like that.
You don't think Giovanni and Mewtwo go, like, hand in hand?
I mean, yes, but it's not necessary. It's not a necessary relationship. You can have Giovanni without Mewtwo. You can have Mewtwo without Giovanni.
Yes, I agree that. Okay.
Shadow Persian.
It's going to be Giovanni raids.
You're going to raid Giovanni and catch him?
I don't think you can have Giovanni and Lugia together, though, can you? I mean, you could. Well, I guess they could do whatever. They already
do anything you want.
They've already gone off the rails, right? So they can do whatever. Shadow Jirachi, I'm calling it.
I don't think anyone's going to stop playing the game if they're like, if it was either Lugia or Mewtwo. Or none, I guess. I don't think even if it was none. Which is like the other thing about Pokemon Go, right? Like, even if you sat there and you watched the 24-hour clock countdown and then it turned black screen and then you were like, ah, this event sucks. Like, I feel like you're, like, that's not the turning point, right? Maybe it is for one person where they're like, I can't believe they did this to me. I'm out. I'm deleting the game. Because the Rocket stuff is really fun. Like, it is
fun.
A really good addition to the game, I think.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to find out when I get to play it between 4 and 5 this afternoon.
Just real quick before we move on, a list of all the shadow Pokemon that are possible. Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur, Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard, Squirtle, Wartortle, Blastoise, Rattata, Raticate, Zubat, Golbat, Snorlax, Dratini, Dragonair, Dragonite, Crobat, Mudkip, Marshtomp, and Swampert. So those are all the shadow Pokemon you can get. And if you purify them, they'll have the exclusive move Return.
And I purify them just by, like, having them as my buddy Pokemon?
No, you just suck 2 candy and 2,000 Stardust to purify.
Well, yeah, purification is remarkably the same as leveling. Who? Wow. Boy, those team leaders really discovered a new way to purify Pokemon.
It's fine. We spent too long talking about how...
You promised me no drama, and yet we got hot takes right from the start.
Well, I feel like that whole conversation would have been solved if they just put the time in the app that they make for people.
Yeah, it would have been
solved. I don't understand. Okay. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got some more mobile game news. There's a lot of mobile game stuff this episode, so we'll be right back. 300. I got some good news for you guys. You know, sometimes Niantic messes up. They're not perfect. Nor is the Pokemon company. But there's perfection has happened. We got some good news here.
Lay it on me.
Pokemon Duel, the mobile game, is shutting down.
What? After I did a $15 a month subscription?
Yeah. Was that not the writing on the wall?
Yeah.
But they took my money.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Well, this is off CNET. You can spend your gems until the service ends on October 31st.
Halloween, this must be a prank.
The Pokemon company has announced that the mobile game Pokemon Duel will be shutting down on October 31st. You won't be able to install, update, or even use the app. Already, you can't buy gems, but you can spend them until the game shuts down. Pokemon Duel was released with no warning. There's a really common theme with Pokemon in marketing here.
With no warning!
With no warning. On January of 2017 on iOS and Android, the free-to-play strategy board game is turn-based, where you move counters to your opponent's side. I'm not going to explain what it is. No one's playing it. No one wants to play it. It's shutting down.
4D chess is what it is.
I'm sure there's one or two listeners that really liked Pokemon Duel that listened to the show. Look, I tried. I really tried to get into it. That game is nothing but menus.
It's menus, the Pokemon
game. There are
game.
A lot of menus. That is very true. And figurines and blind boxes.
Yeah, not my favorite.
I don't know.
Greg, blind boxes are your favorite. You
no.
love gacha games.
Not true.
Developer of this game was Heroes with a Z. I mean, published by the Pokemon Company. They're a Japanese company. They don't have like a Wikipedia page, so I'm not particularly sure what else they've made. Besides other mobile games in Japan that I can't specifically read. It doesn't. So I saw a tweet from Joe from Serbii, and he said that not even the storyline was finished in that game. That game does tell a story, and because it's abruptly ending, it doesn't seem like this was a like planned decision.
It tells a story?
Yeah, you get there
and that.
You have a rival and oh, who's the one that skips over stories now, Will?
No, I just I didn't get very far in the game. I didn't skip over anything.
Well, I mean, they have what, a couple of months to quickly tie up those loose ends? They can do it.
Do you even update the game?
Yeah. Story patch. Quickly. You all win. You beat the island. The island was actually a giant Torterra. See Detective Pikachu for more information. Bye!
The themes in this episode keep going strong. Another lack of marketing.
Yeah.
Rumble Rush is on iOS now.
Gosh. Why?
Is that Australian Pokemon game?
I mean, it was called Pokeland. We reported on it 2 years ago. Like, 2 months ago, it came out on Android. And now, the same game came out on iOS for...
Yay!
Particularly, no rhyme or reason why the iOS one was delayed, like, a month to 2 months.
I'm sure Apple was inspecting every ounce of code.
I'm sure they
sure
weren't.
That it is up to snuff.
I'm sure when why? I don't understand.
Are we skipping over the most important news?
No, we're mobile game to mobile game now.
I mean, what mobile game can you pre-register for?
Yeah, that's the next article.
Yeah, let's get to that, because nobody cares about Duel. Sorry, Duel
Will,
fans.
No, no, for no, no, for no, any, we're
anyone
talking about Rush.
Checking I, in, Will Anderson's apathy increases.
I have not played Rumble Rush yet, so I can't speak to it. I have downloaded it.
Isn't it the same as all the Rumble games, though?
I am sure it is. Let me correct that for you. Isn't it the same as any Umbrella game? Yes, and by that I mean bad.
Dang.
They got a good track record. I feel like I have to repeat it every time. Hey You Pikachu, Pokemon Channel, Pokemon Dash, My Pokemon Ranch, Pokemon Rumble, Pokemon Rumble Blast, Pokemon Rumble U, Pokemon Rumble World, Pokemon Rumble Rush. The last five games have been Rumble from 2009 to 2019. They've been making Rumble games. What are you doing, Umbrella? They're all the same. Why is it taking you 4 years between World and Rumble Rush to bring your game to... Pokemon Masters is coming out.
Just as an update, Rumble Rush is currently rated 3.9 out of 5, with the third review down titled Barely a Game.
You know, I haven't played the game yet, but I agree with that review.
Oh, no.
This is off game.
Another top review title, Grindy, comma, Joyless.
That's one of my favorite words, joyless.
GameSpot.com. Oh. Pokemon Masters.
No. Hold on. Umbrella, quit now, frauds. All right, now you may continue.
I really want to meet the people at Umbrella. I just want to... How many people work there? What's happening at that company?
They're focused on their alternate game. They have been focused on their other game for a decade.
From... Four years between games.
The word Pokemon on any kind of iOS, mobile, Android game, and at least you've got 1 million.
Right now it is top of the charts, number one.
We know that Sword and Shield development started after Sun and Moon. Sword and Shield, 3 years. 4 years between Rumble World and Rumble Rush.
They are working on their alternate game, Rumble Town. You can't just copy and paste.
Yeah,
rumbling
copy
Pokemon.
And paste.
That's fair. Their keyboards just don't have the control button, I guess. Okay, GameSpot.com, Pokemon Masters, the upcoming mobile game from DNA. So DNA actually has a pretty good track record of games. Fire Emblem Heroes, Super Mario Run. The Pokemon company said that this game would come out in the summer.
They're pushing that summer date hard.
They have now stated that it's August 29th. The Pokemon company did confirm this when people reached out because Apple was the one that published it first. There is a preview version that is on Android in Singapore currently. Don't have an Android device, but I know how easy it is to sideload apps and get what you need to get on Android. It is very possible to get this game right now in English. A preview version is also coming to Canada. There's no specific date announced for that. You can pre-register. The app should appear both in the App Store for iOS and the Google Play Store for Android. When it is ready to download, you'll be able to get, ideally, you'll get a push notification when it's able to download. There is plenty of coverage about this game that you can go seek out. Obviously, like I said earlier, anyone with an Android device can just switch their stores to Singapore, get the game, download the API, download the like files, sideload it, do what you want to get it. It's completely possible. People like Joe from Serebii is already cataloging how the game works, how to play it. Personally, I'll just wait till it comes out. I'm in no rush. I can wait 29 days. I guess. Also, I've been in the world of importing Monster Hunter World and changing my system over and adding a fake Japanese address to then add eShop credit to download it.
That was Monster Hunter
Pretty
Double
sure
Cross.
Sorry, Double
much.
Cross. Yeah, I don't want to go down that world path again.
What is the Fire Emblem game that just came out?
Three Houses.
Yeah.
So it's not Fire Emblem Heroes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because that Three Houses game is hot trash. Boy,
what?
Oh boy.
Have you played it?
Well, I was watching James play it yesterday. Oh. And I want everyone who's playing this particular game, now that I will call it out, you will not be able to unsee it. Look at the shadow, your shadow, as you are running around the school. And you will notice how little effort they put into animating your shadow. It is awful. Oh, man. They need to do a patch or something to fix that.
The shadow is the turnoff for you?
It is an indication of the amount of effort that they went into in the overall design of the game to make something so visible of such poor quality.
This is off our Addict channel in Slack, Japan. This is off Nintendo Soup. Ludicolo mascot makes appearance to promote Monpoke baby products. Monpoke? Monpoke? I don't know how to say it. But Monpoke, or Monpoke, however that is said, I apologize, is a new line of official Pokemon baby products. Along with several pop-up stores in Japan, it looks like the Pokemon company has unleashed a new Pokemon mascot to greet potential customers. During this weekend, the pop-up stores in Shinjuku and Niobashi got to meet up with Ludicolo and Pikachu up close. The Ludicolo mascot is pretty accurate to the video game appearance, boasting a goofy smile and a super fuzzy body. This is the first time that Ludicolo has made an appearance. I'm sure it won't probably be the last, because you gotta get all the mileage out of putting humans in Pokemon suits, I suppose.
I mean, when I think of Pokemon taking care of my children, Ludicolo is not at the top of the list.
Yeah!
Come on.
No, I got my Clefairies I would do, my Clefables, my Chanseys, my Blisseys, my Togekiss would be up there. All of these good, loving Pokemons. Ordino, yeah, definitely. Maybe an Oddish.
How about Love
the
Disc?
Baby. No, Love Disc doesn't have hands.
But neither does Togekiss.
It's got wings. It had hands when it was a Togetic.
Yeah, it gave them up to fly. You can fly your baby around and drop it.
Well, Togekiss is kind of magical, so it can just solve problems using magic.
All right.
Some more news here. This is off Kotaku. Masuda reminds people Game Freak makes Pokemon games.
What?
There's a little out of context here. Game Freak has an official YouTube channel. They've done stuff before, like shown like James Turner draw like the characters from Harmonite. You know, the very popular non-Pokemon Game Freak 3DS music game Harmonite.
Pocket Jockey?
Well, In a recent clip off the official YouTube channel, Masuda was talking about when Pokemon first came out. It was called a Nintendo game. And then while the game released on Nintendo hardware and while Nintendo was involved in publishing, Nintendo did not make Pokemon. And there's a quote that says, so this is from Masuda, "I've asked about 200 people who they thought made Pokemon," adding that almost 100% said Nintendo. "Even now, there are people who think I'm a Nintendo employee. This notion is so pervasive that when Masuda goes back to his hometown, he'll overhear people express disbelief to each other that he is actually Masuda saying somebody from Nintendo would never come to a place like this."
Do you understand what's happening here? Do you understand the deeper, hidden message that you're trying to get across?
The level 40 message?
No, this is for all the people. They know that Nintendo is very unhappy with the decisions that they've made.
Oh,
so they're starting to distance themselves.
No. Why do you do... Why is your heart so black?
Because...
Why are you such a frowny boy?
Oh, yes, because that is what the way the world has made me, and now I've got to share it back out into
you,
the world.
You are the Team Go Rocket.
Yes, I am.
That's why do you think I haven't been able to play any Team Go Rocket? Because I am Team Go Rocket.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure that's annoying to be, you know, say you work somewhere and people think you work somewhere else.
Yeah, but it happens literally to everybody.
Yeah, I don't
pretty much. Yeah,
like it's not. I don't know why that's news. People think that you are associated with this super brand because it plays on your super brand, not for the smaller company that makes it. Like you could probably ask like the same question for a lot of third party games that are exclusive to Nintendo, and everybody assumes they work for Nintendo.
Wasn't that like the same thing with like Pixar, where people were like, "Oh, I love this Disney movie," and they're like, "Oh, no, we work at
no,
Pixar.
This is a Pixar," except then Disney bought Pixar. So, like, really, what's the difference there? What was the alternate? What was the DreamWorks?
DreamWorks SKG.
That was the answer
you.
To Pixar. Hasn't Disney bought DreamWorks yet? Get on that, Disney.
Isn't DreamWorks owned by like a bigger company? I thought now.
Oh, probably. Like, everybody's buying everybody.
Yeah, and Disney then buys everything.
I mean, I expect to be a Disney employee by 2025, so.
Who is the K in DreamWorks? Now I can't. I know the S and the G. Hmm.
Cronenberg?
I don't know. I don't know. There's your mystery for the week, kids. There's your Pokemon of the week. Who's the K?
That's the K in SKG.
Greg, question of the week time.
Question of the week. Come on. Let's just hear that question.
I thought we were getting a black metal.
No, we're not.
No.
Okay. Like, no. I can't do that with my voice. I have tried multiple occasions. It's all been very, very bad. And I'm not giving that over to one Nick to make even worse. No, thank you.
Gotcha.
This is from Robert. Since it's obviously in the pipe now, what improvements could be made to the remake of XD that would make it better than now?
Oh,
they should have Team
begin?
Rocket rather than Team Snag'em. Was XD on GameCube?
Yeah, it was on GameCube.
Yeah, that's why I've never played it. I never had a GameCube.
What could be improvements? Well, I mean, first of all, we have to talk about graphical improvements. They need to tighten up the locations. Battle Mountain should be broken up into 1 through 50 and 50 through 100, so that if you fail, you don't have to go all the way back to the beginning. There should be more Pokemon available. They did the purification process much better in XD. I thought the fact that you could, you know, do the machine and do the typing thing that purified them fast, I thought that was a better addition over Colosseum. Obviously, if they're going to remake it, they should have more than the amount that they had. They should have more wild areas. They should punch up the story a little bit, because it's pretty standard with like what you would expect. That's my suggestions.
My suggestion is to never remake Gale of Darkness or Colosseum again, because they're bad.
Make a sequel that plays on the Switch.
Yeah, Squeakquel.
Why? Why would you want something that you're restricted in catching a mediocre story, a very limited Pokemon move pool, when you have something like Sword and Shield?
Well,
so
because
they make
you
it with
improve
an
it.
Unrestricted.
Yeah.
And how does that not make that any different than like Sword and Shield? Why have
because
like
you can
a,
capture bad Pokemon through the Snag'em
but
machine.
Why just add that to Sword and Shield? Just add that to an actual game.
Because A, they don't do DLC. Two, they could sell it as a different region, which is what you are saying all the time. They're not gonna do a DLC when they can sell you a $60 game that's a different region. So, I mean, there's a reason to go back to Or.
There's not a reason to go back, because those games sold poorly.
I mean, it's an interesting region.
It's literally why we just spent 45 minutes talking about mobile games. Why develop a console garbage spin-off game that's going to sell poorly when you can do, like, a simple, not promoted Rocket event in Pokemon Go and probably make $3 million?
So they'll make it as a here's what they can. They'll make it a mobile game.
I got two words for you.
Make it a mobile game that connects to home.
That's not two words. Two words. Pokken Tournament. There's a garbage game in a garbage region that
got
built on multiple consoles. It's the change your clothes region.
Also,
oh,
like Pokemon
were so good.
Not to single out like specific Pokemon fans, but Pokemon fans love remakes, and they're also the people that are like, stop giving us Gen 1. Stop asking for remakes! If you want to play Gale of Darkness, I don't know, the Wii plays it, the GameCube plays it, or just don't play it. It's bad.
I'm just waiting for my remake of Sword and Shield. That's what I want.
I'm not going to say it. Moving on.
According to Wikipedia, it sold slightly over a million, but didn't say like 1.1 or 1.2.
Slightly over a million is a lot of games.
It is. I mean, I don't know. Like,
now it's just this stupid stock market type stuff where, like, if a company says we're going to make 1.5 billion in the next quarter, and then they make 1.4 billion, everybody in the stock market is like, this company is failing. they underprojected by 0.1 billion, then so we know that they're going out of business.
So it sold, specifically on GameCube, it sold 1.25 million, putting it more than Resident Evil Zero, Mario Golf, Toad's Tour, Pikmin, but below Sonic Adventure DX, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, Super Mario Strikers, Pokemon Colosseum. Apparently sold 1.81 million. This is a really interesting statistic. I actually didn't know this. 1.15 million of those copies were in the US. Only a half a million of those copies were in Japan.
There
were fewer people in Japan at that point in time. So just not as many people to buy them.
It's a really interesting statistic.
I mean, so they still make Mario Golf games, and that was a poor seller. They're going to remake it. I will say this. If they remade it as a mobile game that connected to home.
I don't think that's a good comparison. Just because they continue making Mario Golf games, they're going to make more Gale of Darknesses.
Why not?
Why not? Because why would you make that when you have things like Pokemon Shuffle and Pokemon Duel and Pokemon Go making millions of dollars for you?
Because there's 1.5 million people in America who enjoyed it.
Wait, they bought it. Nobody says they enjoyed it.
Yeah, well,
stop.
I mean,
putting words in people's mouths.
Well, enough people enjoyed Colosseum that they bought Gale of Darkness.
Now, I bought Overwatch, and if anyone dares say that I enjoyed Overwatch, game is trash.
You loved Overwatch. I mean, you are such an Overwatch fan.
For
I've
the
seen
whole
your
five
stream.
Minutes that I played it.
Even if like a mystery dungeon or a ranger comes out, like it just makes more sense to put it on mobile.
They're never going to make another ranger.
Excuse me, sir.
I hope they would make ranger before they go back to region.
Fiona Apple taught us never is a promise, and don't you dare say that word.
But the whole reason that these spin-off games exist, like Shuffle or Snap or Ranger or Mystery Dungeon, is to one, be like stopgaps in between main series Pokemon games, and like two, to somehow draw people into Pokemon. So why would you put that on 3DS and Switch right now when they have a proven track record that mobile is the place to put those games to, can then convert people? I mean, they're doing it. Nintendo's strategy is already doing that too. Nintendo is not Game Freak or the Pokemon Company, but you put out Fire Emblem Heroes. Okay, now you have this huge Fire Emblem game that just came out on Switch. You put out Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. Now you put out the Animal Crossing game that's coming out in March.
You put Shadow Pokemon into Pokemon Go, and now you've got Pokemon Colosseum Remake coming to the Switch.
Hoisted upon his own petard.
I am looking up, so the new Denpomen is the game that they made?
Yeah.
And I am looking up pictures, and I have no idea what's going on, but I really want to play this game.
So I also have another way of looking at this. You know, wedding gifts are expensive. Birthday gifts can be expensive. Significant life moment gifts can be expensive. But you know what? You can just tell your buddy, slap the Pokemon name on whatever piece of garbage you're developing, and you're guaranteed to make at least a million. And then it's like, that's the gift that costs you nothing.
Pokemon Dash.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah, you can license Pokemon, print some money. All right, good deal. We're even.
Maybe.
Pokemon of the week.
Will, give it to us.
So last week I couldn't say the word whisper, but that's your clue. I was whispering the clues, the statement. TCG card last printed in Celestial Storm on August 3rd, 2018. So just about one last year ago. It had two cards in it. Its two attacks are Ball and Whale. And They have, I gave a description of those. And then in Black and White, you can only encounter this particular Pokemon in White Forest, and you have to invite Rosa. You have to go to somebody who's playing Pokemon Black, meet Rosa in Pokemon Black, invite her to come to your White Forest. When she shows up, she will bring this Pokemon. What is that Pokemon?
It's Minccino.
But that's a Pokemon?
Yeah.
Why would Minccino only be available in the post game? You're not even trying.
It's Whismur.
You are correct. Thank you very much.
Whismur, a combination of whisper and murmur.
Murmur.
Both which mean speaking in a very soft voice.
Yes, which was also one of the clues of why are its attacks ball and wail when it's supposed to be quiet.
Okay, Whismur is based on a rabbit or a stuffed animal? I guess.
Sure.
And its ears resemble earmuffs. Do they?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. All right, sure. All right. All right, Bulbapedia. Used to protect one's ears against loud noises.
Is that Whismur all the Whismur trivia?
Fine. Like,
yeah, that's it. The shuffle icon's solid.
That's okay. I mean, it's a Pokemon that exists. I don't have strong or positive or negative feelings about Whismur.
I think it's cute. I was actually thinking about...
its shiny has gotten worse over time.
Well, that's a trend, isn't it? I was actually thinking about Unova, and as I frequently do, and my mind travels back to my days traveling around that glorious land, and that one bridge where there's all the motorcycle dudes,
yeah,
like going around in circles on the bridge, and it's like you have to bring something that's soundproof because the motorcycles make too much noise. That is when Pokemon was at its peak and genius of storytelling. I can hear your chuckle. Are you guys ready for this week's Pokemon of the Week?
Yeah.
I am always ready.
All right.
I won't be here next week because we are in Gen Con. But
yeah, you and I are going to be someplace else. But get ready to go on a journey. This one's a journey for you. All right. Yesterday, I got to spend the afternoon with my friend Eric. He had a party at his house for his birthday. Eric is a wonderful guy, and I envy his style. After the party yesterday, I swore that I will invest in a pair of overalls so I can dress up like him. We played board games, Root and Saibo, and I ended up eating a lot of egg rolls. We should all note, though, that Chris did not show up for the party.
What?
Whatever Pokemon we pick for this week, it will not be associated with Chris. During the party, Eric mentioned that for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, he will be the same age as famous Twitch streamer and Monster Hunter podcaster Steve Cerumi. By the time this episode is released, Steve will have had his birthday, and they will no longer share the same age. Eric will be the only one who is relevant for this week's Pokemon. For the next 7 months, Eric will be 16 years younger than me. One thing I am frequently reminded of by Eric is that objects, clothing, cosmetics, housewares, do not have gender. There are not boy things and girl things. They are just things, and anyone can use them however they wish. This week's Pokemon, though, is the second Pokemon in the Pokedex that reflects gender differences among Pokemon. In a way, this Pokemon's line, for its time, indicated that female and male of this line are different species. This may be an explanation of why this week's Pokemon and the Pokemon that evolves from this week's Pokemon cannot be used to create eggs. The last piece of guidance for this week's Pokemon. If a Seviper is its father, when paired with its pre-evolution as mother, it can have the egg move Poison Tail. At best, you could say this week's Pokemon has a stubby tail, if you can call it a tail at all. That's so many clues. I am just giving you copious clues this week. If you don't get it in 5 minutes, shame on you.
After 110 weeks in Japan, Pokemon Dash only sold 360,000 copies.
Ouch.
Which is, a third of a million. It's almost. Oh, I mean.
Pokemon Dash remake coming.
I mean, if we compare Pokemon Dash to Gale of Darkness, it's only 150,000 units different in sales in Japan. Or, sorry, Coliseum. Man, it blows me away that it only sold 500,000 in Japan.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's our episode for you guys. I think that's it. We did it. We made it to the end.
We did it. Hooray.
We'll be back next. I'll be back next week. Greg and Will will both be out of town. They'll be at Gen Con.
If you see us at Gen Con, say hi.
Yes, please feel free to come over and say hello.
Indiana.
We will be there all around for a lot and probably doing community day on Saturday. If probably. Most likely.
Well, I'm running a tournament during that time, but you guys enjoy community day.
If you are not doing anything on Monday the 29th, I'll be streaming. If you want to say stop in, I'm doing a birthday stream.
You're doing a long stream, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I'm like 8 to 10 hours. No, it's like super, super, super long.
But you're starting in the afternoon instead of the evening, right?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, so I can watch you at work.
Yeah.
Should be able to. I'm going to get lunch and then come home and then pretty much stream.
Are you going to get lunch with me?
If only it was that easy.
I'll take you someplace nice with good meat and bread.
Let's see what flights are available tonight.
It's called Meat and Bread. That's the name of the restaurant. Someplace
that has like
called Subway.
All kinds of rolls. Subway does not have good bread.
Accurate.
That's very true. No, I do agree. If you were looking for shirts, they should be in the podcast notes that you can check in your podcast app. They should be available for a week or so. So, get your shirt if you need a shirt. If not, no big deal. Pretty sure that's our episode. We're 3 weeks away from Worlds. 2 weeks? A little more than 2 weeks.
Better be 3 weeks because this place ain't clean enough for 2 weeks.
So we'll be back next week. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. If you want to follow us on Twitter, at WashInTheSink for Will, at WhiteWing for Greg, at DraggingALake for me, and at Pokemon Podcast. The Twitter's podcast. Thank you everyone who left a review in Apple Podcasts. Thank you everyone who subscribed to the subreddit. I think that's all the house cleaning.
We're going to PAX West.
Oh yeah, we're going to PAX West. That is Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
I think our flights are booked.
Also,
for that.
If you want to find us at Gen Con, tweet at us. We can try to find you.
Yeah.
It's a big place. So there's a lot of people.
All right. Well, I think that's it. Thank you all for listening. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are...
Super Happy Birthday Effective.
Happy Birthday Effective. Happiest of birthdays.
You sound like that snowman. What's his name? Frosty.
Frosty?
Yes.
That snowman. What's his name?
Every time he put hat on, he would say, happy birthday.
List all the major snowmen you know.
But there's the evil snowman, too.
Jack Frost?
That, maybe. I don't know.
Like every podcast on the internet, we are funded by Patreon. This is a shout out to all the supporters at the producer tier on Patreon. A huge thank you to Alex, Anthony, Catherine, Matthew, Jeffrey, Kevin, and Cygnus. If you would like to join our community and support the podcast, you can head over to ise.cash for more information.